Keely, a compulsive eater.
Hi, Keely.
Please let me know if you can't hear me. My voice tends to be quiet, so in larger rooms, sometimes people can't hear me. My abstinence date is April 25th, 2011, and my baseline abstinence is not purging. So I have a history of bulimia. My earliest memory, I'm pretty sure, is asking my mom for my bottle when I was like a toddler. And I remember I wasn't hungry. I just wanted, I just wanted to like feel comfort in my stomach from food. And I'm like a real compulsive overeater. I mean, we all are, but like I really adore this program because like I just feel like I belong here so much. Growing up, I would like, my mom was a teacher, and I would like sneak into the teacher's lounge after school. I was waiting for her and like steal birthday cake. And I would steal food from people, like other teachers or other kids who were waiting after school. I wouldn't steal, but I would like eat their food. And I remember like one day, one of the kids' moms, another teacher, like she was like visibly frustrated that I was like eating her kids' snacks again. Cause like my mom was like kind of a single mom and she's really busy. And so like I didn't have organized snacks. And she was like visibly frustrated that like I was eating her kids' snacks again. And like I went back and made amends to her for that. And she didn't care at all. But like I was carrying it around. Like I was like, oh, I'm like this like little pig kid, you know. And she was like, oh, I didn't care at all. So like she's probably frustrated about something else that day. Yeah, I was just like pretty obsessed with food and eating. And then when I got into high school, I started getting high. So then I would like get really high, and then I would like eat and like pass out, and like that was like my drug of choice in high school. And that continued through college mainly. I didn't have significant weight issues. I mean, I've always been a little on the heavier side. I'm pretty happy with my size right now, and but I was always kind of like 10 or 15 pounds like more over, you know, probably what was like best for me. And you know, and that's significant, that's stressful on the body. And so then I hit bottom with like drugs and alcohol when I was 22. And a couple years into sobriety, I started like really struggling with food. And in AA, they'll talk a lot about like, oh, it's normal, it'll pass. You know, in the book, it's like, eat chocolate, it's good for you. And for some people, I think that's probably true. For me, like, it like, you know, stayed a serious problem. And then luckily, because I was already in recovery, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to OA. And I had some really beautiful kind of pink cloud abstinence for that first year. And I had a sponsor, and we were working steps. I don't think I was like really working steps yet. I might have still been in the steps in AA, and I've always had trouble working both. So I tend to switch and do one and the other just so I can do them more thoroughly. So then I like was feeling really good, and my weight was down a little bit, so I was experiencing more freedom in my body. And then I messed up one of my amends in my other program because I didn't listen to my sponsor. And it really shook me up a lot. And I went and I binged afterward. And then I did it the next night and the next night. And I also started throwing out my food. And then I struggled really badly with bulimia for like 6 months where like I kind of couldn't get through 3 days without binging and purging. And I really had to crawl back in here on my hands and knees. I would binge and go to meetings. I'd leave meetings and binge. I'd show up and I'd have food on my shirt. I really, really struggled. And then I got a sponsor who was pretty tough, and she pulled me out of that relapse. And I had to call her every day at 8 a.m. and say, hello, what's your name? Hello, Lauren, I think. Hello, Lauren, I was absent yesterday and I intend to be so today. And that really helped me get out of that relapse. And we worked the steps, and then I moved and kind of lost touch with her. And I moved to an area that had really not very strong program. Napa doesn't have very strong program. I don't know why. Maybe it's different now. Hopefully it's different. And then I relapsed again, and then I got into some bulimia again, and blah, 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 you know, and I was kind of like wishy-washy for probably a couple of years in total. And then I got together with my sponsor that I have now, and she's really great, and she has a long history of bulimia, and I think it was important for me to find a sponsor who had a really similar eating history and eating pattern to me. We have very similar food plans, too. And so she's still my sponsor. I talked to her yesterday. She doesn't live here, but we're pretty okay with doing things long distance. She actually used to live here. She got abstinent here, so it's fun for me to be here where she got abstinent. I'm so super grateful for OA. I mean, I'm telling the truth when I say this program has saved my life, because I have had really serious problems with food. And I could again. And so I have a sponsee right now, and it's really good to be going through the steps with her again. And I really have appreciated this month so much because we're back in step one. And it just reminds me about my baseline powerlessness, and it reminds me about step three is turning my will and my life over, but the basis, the heart of that is step one and admitting powerlessness and surrendering to something greater than myself. And that's where my true freedom from food has come from. If I try to control my food, like, I always get in trouble. I always get in trouble. I've always visualized it like a pendulum, and if I try to push it one way, if I try to restrict, I end up binging. If I binge, I end up restricting at some point, and I really try to just like leave it alone, and it's almost like the more I leave my food plan alone and the more I like turn things over, the better I am. So it's a really beautiful spiritual practice, and my abstinence to me is simultaneously incredibly important, life or death, and not that important, right? Like, I can't take it too seriously. And I can't try to manhandle it. So it's a really interesting, beautiful spiritual practice. I don't tend to share too long, so I think I'm just going to stop. But I do think I'd like the topic today to be one day at a time. My sponsor, when I do get into trouble again, which happens from time to time, she reminds me it's truly a one day at a time program. And sometimes I'll call her and I'll say, Rachel, I'm not going to do this for 24 hours. And then I call her after that 24 hours and I say, Rachel, I'm not going to do this for 24 hours. And after doing that for a few days, usually I get my head above water again. So thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year.